Hello, hello, everybody. Drive time, home, getting that shopping Thanksgiving turkey. I'm here, Dawn Reese Hollywood Connections, with amazing VIP guests for this half hour. And we have a special, special person I heard that's going to call in, or I'm not sure if he's going to be here. Well, we'll find out who that is. Let me introduce to you J.R. Hi.
How are you doing?
I am fabulous. So much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice day. A beautiful, almost ready for that cold Christmas season, aren't we?
I know. I'm so excited. I saw you on I Love St. Pete. Mm-hmm. I'm a Key Tank program person, and Stan Arthur has been on the show with Lisa before, and I put a post up there about, you know, my radio show and business, and we had connected, and I'm in so awe of what you do.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So tell us what you do.
I am actually a photographer, and I've been a photographer for 20 years. I love taking photos. My main reason is just want to make sure families get that moment together and they have that one photo. One of the reasons I do what I do is during the pandemic, I was going through my old photo, the ones where they actually printed them out.
I remember, yes. You've been a photographer a long time.
So I started scanning them and putting them on, on a hard drive, And I had lots of photos of my grandmother, but I don't actually have one photo of me and my grandmother together.
Okay.
So, and I was thinking back, this is why I really just want to make sure people don't miss that opportunity to get that photo with their grandparents or their parents before they're gone. It's kind of become an important mission for me, I guess.
That's so special. And what I like about your idea that you bring Santa to the beach.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be having Santa coming up on November 27th. We'll be on Treasure Island from 9 to 3, and you can call in and you can book a session with Santa on the beach. Come dressed up in your best holiday surf attire.
Oh, surf attire.
You
got to
figure out what
it.
That is, and maybe Santa will teach you how to surf.
Okay.
He's going to have his fishing rod there. Maybe he'll show you how to fish for Christmas fish. I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll have cookies, and we're going to have a lot of fun with Santa. It's going to be maybe even a snowball fight.
Oh, my gosh.
On the beach.
That's so cool. So Santa will have a surfboard?
He does. But he has like a boogie board.
Oh, very cool. So. Wow. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing photographer for 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So been since 1999. My first photography gig was actually, I was working in a museum, and I photographed fossils for 2 years straight. It was an internship in college.
That's fascinating.
And so then I started photographing dead animals, Turks taxidermied animals, and then so that was all into their collection archives and things like that. And from there, it just blossomed into everything else.
And weddings and weddings.
Yes, I do a lot of small beach weddings, and I am a photographer with Disney for 10 years.
Interesting.
So I worked with the part of Disney called Disney Fine Art Photography.
Okay.
And we would go to the resorts and meet the families at their hotels, and we do private photo sessions with them at their hotels.
Oh, that's awesome.
Using the backdrops like the grass and lakes and the castle sometimes at the Polynesian. You can see the castle out in the distance.
Wow, I got to hook you up with Bobby Hill Casting. She's got Women in Film. And, there's a Tampa Bay Film Society. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people. We have film directors, producers, agents, of course, that come on here. And we have a lot of actors and models that we're going to be doing some model searches as well.
We love working with actresses and models. They emote so well, It's like
they do. That's so phenomenal. And so, how long have you been at I Love St. Pete?
I moved to St. Pete in 2019.
Okay.
And I opened my business in January of 2020, but then we shut down like 5 weeks later.
Exactly.
So it's been about a year since I reopened. And so that's why I've been doing a lot of outdoor sessions, because I figured that was a little more, friendlier in the current environment.
Right.
Which is why I decided to go with the beach Santa, because some people may still not be comfortable, being close or whatever, so they can still meet Santa and be outside.
And I'll tell you, those are pictures that you can actually blow up and have amazing photos
forever.
Forever. And I'll tell you, it's so memorable to have that with your family. And what is your website where they can look you up and see what you're doing?
My company website is called stjeancreative.com. That's my company. And I have a sub-site called SuncoastSanta.com, which is all about the Santa Claus photos.
Oh, SuncoastSanta.com. And give your phone number as well.
It is 727-317-6765.
That's cool. So what other props are there on the beach that Santa brings?
Well, Santa has his beach umbrella. He's got a big candy stripe beach umbrella.
Oh, a candy stripe. Oh, my God. That's adorable.
And like candy cane stripes. And he's got his lawn chair, his beach chair.
Oh, my God. That's like a postcard.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got the lawn flamingos, because, you're in Florida.
The flamingos.
And you got to have the pink flamingos. And the picture. So that's very important.
Wow. So what would somebody ask you, what would it cost for them to come in and get a photo with Santa?
We do what we call a mini session. It's a 15-minute session.
Okay.
So you'll be with you and your family and your kids, 15 minutes. You meet Santa. He's going to have cookies on the beach.
Whoa.
And yes, it's going to be fun. I love the cookies. And Santa is going to talk to them. I have the magical snowballs that don't melt on the beach. So we have those. The kids can have their snowballs.
Magical snowballs. I've never heard of that, but I like that.
Because they don't melt in Florida. So, you know, because we're in Florida, it's warm. And Santa will talk to the kids. We got little gifts for the kids. And he's going to give them a certificate if they're on the naughty list or the nice list.
Uh-oh.
So that's very, very important. My sessions generally start around 2:49.
Okay.
And that includes digitals, and we have a print as well. And then you can make all the Christmas cards you want, and you can have a grand old time.
Oh, Christmas cards. Yeah. My gosh, yeah. You know, I miss that. People would send that in the mail. I still have some relatives that still do send me Christmas cards, and it's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. What happened to that? Instead of these digital, you know, send me a Christmas card on Facebook. Okay. But I love that idea. You're bringing back old-time Christmas as
We're trying to, yes. And so we have Santa on the 27th in Treasure Island on the 4th of December.
Wait, do I hear something? What's on the roof? Roof. I mean, roof. What is that? Is that a sound? Wait, what is that? Can you play that a little longer? I hear something. Oh my God! It's Santa! Turkey's trying to come out to see us. Whoa!
Hi. How
Yay!
Are you?
I am good, Santa.
Wow.
So, did you just get away from Mrs. Claus for a little bit and come and get some suntan here on the beach?
Yeah. We have
to. That's so cool.
How are you? I wanted to just say happy holidays. We got a big day coming up here and Thanksgiving, but we're doing a photo shoot on the beach with JR.
We're going to have you come over this way because I want you on all the cameras so they all know that Santa's here. Not like he's not disappeared, but he's right here. He's right here. Say hi to TikTok.
Hello, how are you?
It's TikTok Live.
Oh, all right. I've never been there before. Thanks. How's everyone doing? Happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
Yes. So it was so funny. I got to tell you, JR, the other day, me and my husband, you know, we have this search party when he can't find something. I'm like, okay, I'm done searching, but you're on the naughty list. So, but you can take him off the naughty list, my husband, Bert.
Yeah. We got him. I know he's in the book, so we're trying to get him on that off the naughty list.
Thank you. Yeah, I told him he was, but he's not anymore.
Yeah.
I know. So tell us, Santa, so what are your plans? I'm going to move the mic over there by you here. Oh, where is it? Like echo there. I'm not sure what's happening there. My engineer is, okay, we're good. Is that good, Tommy? So tell me, what is Santa, what are you going to be doing on the beach before you head back to the North Pole?
Yeah, we got a great time coming up here on the beach, Treasure Island, this Saturday, 27th of November, doing photos with the family come out. We're going to have a little kind of game type of situation there, which JR mentioned, snowballs. We're going to see about that surfing. I'm not real sure about the surfing.
I got you.
I think it's going to be cool, which is good. But I don't know about getting in that water.
What would you like to tell all the moms that are driving their kids, and, you know, they're off of school today, of course. You know, it's a Thanksgiving week. And what would you like to tell those kids listening right now that are in the car with their parents?
Oh, just behave. Make sure you're being good. Listen to mom and dad. It's be kind to people. That's a big thing, is not just mom and dad, brothers, sisters, just strangers. Hold the door open for somebody going into the store. Anything you can do to try to put a smile on somebody's face. Just be kind.
It's rough out there. It is really rough out there. So what is your favorite cookie?
Every cookie is my favorite. I don't have one that I won't turn down a cookie.
I gotcha. So JR, what would you like to talk to Santa about?
Oh, I'm just excited that Santa has agreed to come and be with us this year. Because, you know, I was like, since July, I've been in Santa mode.
That's
planning
amazing.
This. And then I was like, I got to...
Like Christmas in
I've
July.
I've got to find a way to meet Santa. And I did, believe it or not. I actually made the channels and I went right to Santa. And I'm just very excited he's going to be on the beach. And I'm really thinking this is going to be hopefully a yearly event,
which
would be great.
Yes. You know, I mean, there's so many other things out there as well that, I mean, so many Christmas parties and people that need, mm-hmm. you know, Santa. And I know you can't be everywhere, but you're very particular where you go.
We've got I have a Santa suit just made for Florida. and the beaches.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not my traditional red suit here, but it's a very nice Santa suit just for the beach. So that's what we were saying, too, is come out in your best beach attire and for the holidays and see what kind of ideas you can come up with or get some great family photos.
Absolutely.
So what's Mrs. Claus doing right now?
Oh, she's probably making cookies.
Making cookies, I gotcha.
That's a big deal around our place. You know, we got to feed all those elves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So Santa, what is your favorite Christmas song? You know, maybe my engineer can find that. What we can play a little bit of that. What would be your favorite Christmas song when you're in that sleigh and you're like, oh, and you start singing that song? What would yours be?
I like the ones that say about Santa. They always make me smile that they're actually, the kids are singing about Santa. That always brings a smile.
Like Santa Claus is coming to town?
Santa Claus, yeah, is coming to town.
Do we have that one back there, Tommy? You could maybe pull it out of the magic engineer room. That would be so cool.
I hate to sound selfish about that, but it's just, it brings a smile to your face to see the children singing songs about Santa.
Santa Claus is coming to town, or Michael Bublé, he's really good too. Michael Bublé, yeah. Santa Claus or something. He'll find something really good here in a second. And so it's so exciting. So anybody out there would like to also have Santa at your event. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have, you know, I know Santa's on a very busy schedule, so they got to call you and give that number again.
Oh, 727-317-6765.
That's right. So what does Santa do when he's not delivering toys and, you know, having the elves and, you know, very busy schedule, I know, with the
Santa,
elves?
Santa likes to sleep.
Oh, you like to nap?
I take some good long naps, yeah. After working like we do through to get ready for the holiday season, I mean, that goes on almost all year long.
There's so nothing like a good nap in the afternoon.
That's why I come agree. To Florida, uh-huh. to relax a little bit, but actually hooked up with JR. I've known JR since he was a little boy, and now he's a world-renowned photographer, so we're going to really have a good time out here the 27th of November.
That's awesome. Do you also have, like, videography, I think,
I don't, but I do have connections for a video.
Okay.
But that's probably something for next year that I may be expanding to. So I'm thinking about going up north to my hometown. I'm going to do a little video diary of my growing up in my hometown. And
oh, very cool.
See how I could put that together. And then,
you know, there's a lot of film festivals mm-hmm. that are out there. You know, you've got a Screen Film Festival. There's a lot of things to help get out there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I was looking for photographers to help out or, you know, somebody to do video or interviews.
We do a lot of events. So like we just did with the St. Petersburg Chamber. I photographed the Good Burger Awards. All the award winners, I got to take all their pictures in front of the big backdrop. And we call
cool.
that a step in and repeat. You come in, you stand, and the next person comes in, and they stand.
I like that. So I have another idea. We have Sunkist Sailing Charters behind us, mm-hmm. and we're going to actually have a pontoon boat coming, but for the next year, it's like 20 people. Do you think Santa would ever like to take a sail with us?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Really?
Oh, it'd be great.
You just get your beach Santa attire on and come and talk to the people? Yeah. No reindeer on the boat. But we are pet friendly. Yep. We are. Do you have like little fluffy things? You
know? I do. I have a little Italian Greyhound, Max.
Okay, you could bring
him. He's at home, yeah.
Yeah, see, we're very pet friendly.
All right.
Yes, it's sunkisscharters.com. So we would love to put you on our list. And we're getting calls already. People are like, hey, are you going out in the next week? Can we go out on Black Friday? So maybe I can add Santa in there as well.
Yeah, that could be exciting.
Wouldn't that be fun to have Santa on the boat, you know, and just chill? Yeah, and
there's another chance to meet Santa on December 4th. We're actually going to be doing a fundraiser together.
Oh, where is that going to be
at? And it's going to be at the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is in Indian Shores, I believe.
Yes, I have a friend over there.
Yes, and Christina, she's the director. I met her with the Treasure Island Madeira Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And we were talking, and I said, you know, this would be a great photo op. We do Santa with the beach. And then,
oh, my gosh.
And one of the rescue birds, is actually going to be in the photo. With Santa,
oh, that's lovely.
Which is going to be great. So part of the photo proceeds will go to the birds and help feed the birds. Because she was telling me it cost between $7,000 to $10,000 a month just to feed the birds.
Oh my gosh!
So it's a hefty money to raise every month.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got a big event. I mean, I'll talk about that in the next half hour. Actually, at 2:35 mm-hmm. here in Clearwater. And what are you doing on New Year's Eve? Are you just taking a nap, waiting for
New Year's Eve? I'll probably watch that ball drop and enjoy bringing in the new year. Hopefully, it brings better times for everybody.
Well, if you were able to come to a New Year's Eve party, would you be able to if we could make that happen?
Yeah.
For a good price?
No, fine.
I have to pay Santa.
We pay him in cookies.
We pay him in cookies and milk. Yeah.
I do a lot of charity work. I do an awful lot.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Wow. And may, do you like Italian food?
Santa, the cookies, Santa don't turn down too much of any kind of food. Yes,
yeah, pasta, anything spaghetti.
Yep.
Okay,
well,
I have an idea.
The pasta helps keep you warm on those cold nights flying through the air.
Ah, yeah. Well, if you are interested, after here, we're going to go have a meeting there at 3:30. So you're more than welcome to join me over there, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody over there. I think it'd be very profitable.
Right. That'd be exciting, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be thoughtless after that. So we only have, it goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
You have a good radio voice, and we have
a
commercial.
Thank you so much.
Can I play that.
That
commercial that we cut? We're just going to add some more of it, actually some music to it. So I'm so proud of JR. Think of, you know, Dallas, because JR.
Who shot me?
Oh,
I get that all the time.
Oh, no. No, JR is like such a Dallas name. I love it.
Well, that's kind of one of my things with the photography. I go, well, I shoot people. And sometimes I cut off their heads, but I frame your children.
You're so funny. Because you know what? When I went on Southwest, you know, when before all this stuff happened, I had this jacket, and it had a, you know, Panavision jacket, and I was going to the pre-Grammys in L.A., and I'm going up to the counter. I'm so excited. She goes, what are you doing? I'm going to shoot a pilot. No, I'm not. Uh-huh. Of course, they really went through security with me, but that didn't work.
You have to be careful. You have to say I'm photographing people.
Photographing.
Now. You can't say I'm shooting people.
You can't,
But I frame your children for them. So that's all.
Exactly. Yeah. And the same thing, and the flight attendants were on the plane with me before we go to your commercial. This is really funny. And he looks at me. I don't know if I should say this. Yes, I should, because it's funny. So I have the flight attendant coming up to me, and he goes, so what do you do with a, you know, movie jacket and everything? I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a pilot. You don't do that either. Yeah, you know, those are words you don't use on Southwest Airlines. Oh, my goodness.
That's
gracious.
That's a good one, though. I
know.
Like,
isn't
that
it funny? So, and in the meantime, stay tuned. I want to play this commercial that we just cut of JR and what he's doing. We'll be right back.
St. Jean Creative is your photography expert. Whatever your photographic needs are, we are there to make your journey fun and memorable. We specialize in family portraits, high school seniors, beach photos, small weddings, holiday Christmas photos, and yes, sometimes even photos with Santa. We also offer headshots, commercial photos, and event photography. You can visit us at www.stjeancreative.com or call us at 727-317-6765. We service the entire St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area.
And we're back. I see a lot of people on TikTok loving Santa. I'm under Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. And yeah, I had a surprise for everybody that's tuned in. They're like, oh my God, Santa's on. Oh my goodness. So anyway, so we have 5 more minutes left. And let's give your website again for everybody.
Okay, www.stjeancreative.com. So it's STJEAN.
Perfect. And what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh my God, I have so many of them. And
what comes to mind that gives you family memories?
ABBA just came out with a new album.
Right.
And they have a Christmas song on it.
Do we have that?
It's called Little Things, and I'm actually enjoying that one quite a bit and playing it over and over.
Oh wow.
And but I love the old I used to be a professional ballroom dancer.
You said
so,
that.
So, yeah. So, I kind of like the old 1940s and 50s style of
music. Did you see the movie Dance With Me?
I did. Oh, yeah.
I'm in there as a judge.
Are you really?
I am.
I need to go look at that now.
I am. I'm walking past Vanessa Williams, and I'm like this, and I'm like, I'm one of the judges. Because they asked me, they said, you look like a judge. I said, I do judge these things.
Yeah, see, there you go. Look,
I know.
Yeah. And so I love, I love the Bing Crosby sound and the... And the old...
Well, you need an agent, too, for TV and film.
Do I?
Yeah. So we have casting directors now. I got to hook you up with. Yeah, so it's a very small-knit community. Santa needs... he's already got an agent.
Santa's got his wife. That's his agent. He's got Mrs.
Oh,
Fox.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, do we have... I don't know if we have that new song, Tommy, by ABBA?
Yeah, it's
The Little Things. It should be out there, right, on YouTube? Or ABBA, it's called The Little Things? Let's play some of that. It's called ABBA,
Little Things.
The Little Things.
Little Things by ABBA.
Yeah,
it's
just
brand new.
It's brand new, so we'll kind of end with that and enjoy your drive time. And I hope that you come out to this amazing event with your family. I want to tell you, these pictures are phenomenal. And I want to say phenomenal because it is something that I've never seen before. And like, I've seen it on a postcard in the stores.
Mm-hmm. Like, I sent you a picture of Santa surfing.
Oh my God, that is phenomenal.
Is that not a great picture?
That is like the best Santa picture ever in the world. It really is, I'll tell you. And it's memorable for your family. Did you find it? All right, we'll be right back. We have about 7 minutes yet.
Okay.
Little things like my gentle touch. It's amazing, darling, that so little can achieve so much. Little things like your sleepy smile. As a brand new day is dawning, it's a lovely Christmas morning. Then why don't we stay in bed for a while? Soon enough they'll be waking up from their dreams. Children bursting with giggles and screams. Oh, what joy Santa brings. Thanks, old friend, for packing Christmas stockings full of nice little things. Little things like your naughty eyes, you'd consider bringing me a breakfast tray, but there's a price. Little things like that happy noise, as a brand new day is dawning on this lovely Christmas morning. It's our children playing with their new toys. Little moments of
I felt myself tearing up there, thinking of my grandchildren in life, and oh my goodness gracious. So we want to thank you all for listening to our special today with JR and your business.
Thank
again.
Thank you very much. St. Jean Creative.
There you go.
Well, any photography services, anything, senior pictures, family portraits, small weddings, and even commercial stuff.
Yes, and your event is when?
The 27th and December 4th.
December, yes, there we go. And mm-hmm. that's the big one.
That's the fundraiser for the Seabirds.
And the 27th is all the families on the beaches.
On the beach, yeah.
That's so cool. And Santa, I want to thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Yes, I've been a good girl.
I enjoyed it. I know you have been.
I have. I put up with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of attitudes lately from different people.
I can mention real quick here that yes. You can find me on Facebook at the Sunshine City Santa. And I can do home visits, corporate parties, whatever you might need Santa for, I could be there.
I'm so excited.
Sunshine City Santa on Facebook.
Well, I'm glad you both are here, and we're going to take some pictures. And any other last words? Anybody else have anything to say?
No, I just hope everybody has a great Christmas and holiday season. You know, so enjoy it, because you never know when you might miss somebody.
You know what?
I lost my mom this year, so it's going to be my
I'm sorry.
First
we were just talking about that.
You lost your, yeah.
My son, 34 years old. So. You know, that's the special thing, is when you go and you have your Thanksgiving, take a deep breath, because you don't know if somebody's not going to be there next year. And I'll tell you, just make those memories, and make those memories with Santa as well on the beach.
And capture them on pictures.
Yes, capture them on pictures. Yep. You should have your own show here.
I feel honored. Look at that.
You could have your own show. I have some ideas, you know. I don't know. You could bring in models and We could do a photo. I don't know. We'll think of something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an idea. It's a thought list. So I want to thank I Love St. Pete because a part of this will go to the relief fund mm-hmm. with Stan that I told him. Anybody that comes through the Key Take program that you saw. So that goes back to these I Love St. Pete
That's
as well.
A great program, too. I Isn't see lots it? Of people have been helped with that.
So. Oh, my yeah. goodness, especially now in mm-hmm. the Thanksgiving meals and everything. So anyways, everybody, God bless you. And I will see you back on the air next Tuesday with, Quentin Tarantino's father. I'm so excited. All right, everybody,
have
God
a Merry
bless
Christmas.
You.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas.
Let's play something with Santa.
Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Carrie. This is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
St. Jean Creative is your photography expert. Whatever your photographic needs are, we are there to make your journey fun and memorable. We specialize in family portraits, high school seniors, beach photos, small weddings, holiday, Christmas photos, and yes, sometimes even photos with Santa. We also offer headshots, commercial photos, and event photography. You can visit us at www.stjeancreative.com or call us at 727-317-6765. We service the entire St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area.
Russo's New York Pizzeria is authentic Italian cuisine, open now at 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, Florida. Come and join us and have some hand-tossed pizza, the best in town, and from our fire brick ovens, and gives you that crispy, authentic New York crust. And also, we offer many ways to enjoy New York-style pizza. Dine in, take out, free delivery, and you can call 727-648-4304. We'll see you at Russo's Pizza.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hollywood Connections Part 2. I'm so excited that you joined me, and I just had Santa in the house. I'm so excited. I feel like Elf. He's here. He's here. In the meantime, before I start our guest, I know I have two commercials I have to run, so our VIP guest is on the phone, and Russo... Oh, you did. You're so fast. You're like my husband. All of a sudden, like, are you from New York? Because all of a sudden, he walks way ahead of me. I'm like, wait, slow down. He tells me it's the dogs. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate your hard work back there in the sound room. So we have, an amazing VIP guest at Russo's Pizza coming up on Christmas. Actually, New Year's Eve. Keith, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Oh, I just want to thank you. Give everybody your last name.
Coleman.
Yes, Coleman. And Keith was actually sent to me by Tony Belmont. He's actually from the National Comedy Hall of Fame and said that we are going to put something phenomenal together over at Russo's Pizzeria in Clearwater, right on Gulf to Bay Boulevard. I have to give that shout out address, 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. And you are our main entertainer.
That is absolutely correct.
So phenomenal. So you sent me a bunch of actually video clips of what you've done. Tell us a little bit more about how you started out in this business, Keith.
Well, I've pretty well been in the music business all my life. I'm getting a little bit of echo. You're not hearing that on your end, are you?
No. We're live on 3 FM, 3 AM. You're good.
Okay. Anyway, I've started out in pretty well. Most of my experience started out in Memphis, Tennessee. Me and my wife got together there and took off on the road playing music and traveled all over the country. And we through the disco era, which I would have to say would be the 70s. We started doing shows because we've always had. Me and her both have had a knack for doing vocal impersonations and impressions.
Oh wow!
And,
I didn't know that.
As a matter of fact, we did. We played for work for 13 years at the Holiday Inn on St. Pete Beach, pretty well 6 nights a week. A lot of our old customers are still in this neighborhood, and I hope they'll come to see me on New Year's Eve this year.
Yes, and you know what? And just a shout out, they can get their tickets. I have to shout this out. They can get their tickets by calling 727-871-7788. And tickets are going on sale now, and it's going to be from 7 to 12:30. And I heard that you also get the crowd just doing amazing dance lines. You get them moving.
We will definitely have a dance party for sure, along with my Johnny Cash show. We'll start out with that before everybody gets them in the mood, and then we're going to turn on the dance music and do a lot of classic rock, classic country, disco, line dance, anything you can think of. We will run over at that. On New Year's Eve night.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? This is amazing, Keith. That we also have a buffet. We have champagne at midnight. We have the party hats. Super fun. The food is fabulous over there, by the way. And everyone's going to eat very well. And so we're so excited. So, and I see that I know Tommy back there has a couple different videos. You sent me a bunch of them. So he's going to play one of the Johnny Cash so people can actually hear how you sound. I mean, when I close my eyes, I feel like I'm listening to Johnny Cash. I do. It's amazing. So we'll be right back. Stay on the line with me. Let's play that one of the videos, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Fireless reaction. Rock band. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. I'm dragging on. That train keeps a rolling on the slab of toe. I'm just a baby, my mama told me, John, I want to be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno. Watch him now. That train keeps moving. I hang my head and cry.
So that's just one of the amazing clips. Tell everybody they can go to YouTube and say your name. Keith Coleman, is that right?
That's right. Search for Keith Coleman, Johnny Cash, and put in Johnny Cash impersonator, and you can watch my videos. till next Monday if you want to. I've got enough.
I see. There are so many up there. I was enjoying them all this morning. And I so want to thank you kind of last minute, because next week we're going to have Quentin Tarantino's father on with a film that they're working on. And I had called Tony and I said, is it possible to get you on the air today? And he made this happen. And we'd love to get you in the station here. And, you know, do you play your own instruments?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I do. I've been band leader pretty well for most all my life with the groups that I have fronted, and I play a lot of guitar. So me playing on that particular track that you just played, and on most, I do most of my tracks that I run behind backing tracks, I record myself here at my home studio. Here in Ruskin.
Wow.
Which is where I live now.
Very cool. So, that's not very far. That's a hop skip to the station. And we'd love to have you come in and play live here before the show.
Well, I'll bring my guitar in and we'll just do that.
Wow. So let me ask you, so what inspired you with... I'm here. What inspired you about with Johnny Cash? You know, because you sound so much like him. How did he inspire you to start to do the shows like, you know, like he did?
Well, it's kind of, I've always said that you don't pick impressions or impersonations. They pick you. And I have always done one or two Johnny Cash songs all my life, or at least ever since I've been in the music business, but I've never really gotten in depth. And as fate would have it, about 15 years ago or so, I was doing a show in Bradenton at a dinner theater over there. It's called Tony's Dinner Theater, as a matter of fact, and Tony was telling my wife that, yeah, I've been looking all over for a Johnny Cash show and I can't find one, and she said, well, Keith can do one for you.
Wow.
So I worked like a beaver for about 2 months and put something together, and it was such a success the first time I ever do it. There was just a line of people to get in, and the newspaper showed up, and it was went over like $1 million. And then, not long after that, I went over to Orlando and auditioned for a TV show called The Next Best Thing, and as Johnny Cash, and they were kind of pretty well impressed. They picked me as the best Johnny Cash in the United States.
Wow.
I got to fly out to Los Angeles and be on a couple of television shows and a made-for-TV movie and all sorts of things.
That is so exciting.
Johnny Cash has been real good to me.
Have you ever met Johnny Cash in your years?
No, I have not. I have not.
Wow.
I've met so many people that know him, though, and met him, and I didn't even realize he had a house up in Newport Richey, him and June, for the longest time.
Wow, I didn't know that either. Interesting.
I was quite surprised to find that out. They do a big celebration up there every year, as a matter of fact, in tribute to him.
Wow. So let me ask you, Keith, who have you met all of your years of performing as Johnny Cash? I'm going to tell everybody on TikTok, go to YouTube, put in Keith Coleman, and I'm on TikTok Live, and Johnny Cash. And who have you met that you've just said, wow, what a memorable maker that was? I mean, you've met a lot of celebrities and people in the industry, especially from Tony's and from the National Comedy Hall of Fame. He knows everybody. But who have you met that you just went, wow, that was so cool?
Well, that's a good question. I'd have to really think back. I've met so many people. Me and my wife both worked on Bourbon Street for a longest time down there, and we had, if you come to Bourbon Street, no matter who you are, you're going to come down Bourbon Street just to see what's going on. From
right.
Paul McCartney to Willie Nelson to anybody. and I'm especially when we're working down there as far as celebrities go.
Wow. Have you been in movies yourself or anything, or, you know, any type of movies as an actor?
Well, I've done a few things, but I'm not, I wouldn't really consider I consider myself an actor, a character actor, because I do these shows all the time for a lot of people, but I was in a movie they filmed in Ybor City called Phantom of the Ritz at one time.
Okay.
For Johnny Cash, I was in the made-for-TV movie from 20th Century Fox called The Finder.
Okay.
I spent a whole week at 20th Century Fox out there, and that was quite an experience. That's my main experience as far as the big screen goes.
Gotcha. Well, I know. I want to talk to Tony. I have some friends that have VH2 TV Network. They want to do a comedy special over there at Russo's. And we're excited because we're going to do comedy night, open mic night, bike night. We're so ecstatic with all the opportunities that are coming to Russo's in Clearwater. And their pizza is phenomenal. And I have to boast on this one. Their chicken parmesan wings are phenomenal. I'm going to take you out for dinner one of these nights, Tommy. All right, when you're in town, because I'm only like 7 minutes away. I'm going to take my engineer out to dinner before Christmas. So, but anyways, the food is phenomenal. And so people that are in the area, this is something for them to do. And you're coming on New Year's Eve, and you're going to put one amazing show together. And they're going to get a lot, you know, from 7 o'clock all the way to 12:30 midnight. So we're excited that you're with us. And any other last words that you have before you come to station in December and see me in person?
Well, Johnny Cash lived a very interesting life. I can say that. He's a very easy person to do a show for, because telling stories about his life and singing his songs, it makes for a very, very entertaining evening.
Oh, it sure does. And you are going to keep the crowd going. You have a question for him? Yeah, we're going to come back with another song, and then I got to talk about an event that's coming up as well, and we're going to play something else. And I want to thank you, Keith, so much for calling in, and we'll see you at Russo's Pizza on New Year's Eve. Get your tickets. Call 727-871-7788. $75 a person. Includes a buffet, champagne, party hats. Oh, and the balloon drop is another thing, which I think will have money in it. I'm not sure. We're just discussing that now. So even so much more. Keith, it's been amazing. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Awesome. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes and end the show, and we've got another Beauty Queen special up next after me. But let's go to this Johnny Cash, Keith Coleman, and he'll be at Russo's Pizza New Year's Eve with our very, very private VIP party.
If you got the blues, get rhythm. If you got the blues, only cost about a dime a shoe, it'll do me a dollar good for you. Get rhythm. Have you got the blues? Love is a burden thing. It makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Welcome to the stage. We got the one and only Miss Patsy Cline.
And I'm feedback. So here's the thing. That's coming up. Russo's Pizzeria. Come and say hi. Of course, my sister-in-law works over there, Lena. So as for Lena, she's amazing. Another thing I want to tell everybody what's coming up, and this is pretty, pretty phenomenal. Yes, we have a lot happening here, and I just want to give you some insights here. This is an all-day event sponsored by Harley Davidson and Fran Hash, a law group. Will take place on Saturday, December 11th, 2021 at Red Star Live, 9847 East Almado Drive in Tampa. From 1 to 10 p.m., we're showcasing Tampa's best local bands, guitar giveaways, live art performances, fire spinners, kid-friendly drama, drum circles, drink specials, raffle prizes, vendors. Oh, and I'll be there. Thank you, Chrissy. I guess she's giving, we bought a booth over there. So we'll be there with Sunkiss Charters. And then we'll also be raising funds to help support the Live Creation Music Art Foundation, a 501c nonprofit. So that's coming up, and you don't want to miss that. If you go to my Facebook, Dawn Reese, you'll see me up there. Of course, I have three sons. You'll see my three sons. You'll click on that, and there's a bunch of information on there as well. So that is for Chrissy. She is running the tables and vendors over there. Can we go to a quick commercial break, Tommy? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com. Hi, this is Patty from Soap.
St. Jean Creative is your photography expert. Whatever your photographic needs are, we are there to make your journey fun and memorable. We specialize in family portraits, high school seniors, beach photos, small weddings, holiday Christmas photos, and yes, sometimes even photos with Santa. We also offer headshots, commercial photos, and event photography. You can visit us at www.stjeancreative.com or call us at 727-317-6765. We service the entire St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area.
Russo's New York Pizzeria is authentic Italian cuisine, open now at 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, Florida. Come and join us and have some hand-tossed pizza, the best in town, and from our fire brick ovens, and gives you that crispy, authentic New York crust. And also, we offer many ways to enjoy New York-style pizza. Dine in, take out, free delivery, and you can call 727-648-4304. We'll see you at Russo's Pizza.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm getting these beautiful roses on TikTok here, I'll tell you. And I have my glasses. Now my headsets just fell off. So my engineer is looking at me. I have this like really fluffy sweater on, you know, and I feel like I got a fur ball in my throat. And I like I have my Jack Russell all over me. Yes, it's a sweater that I bought. And I love ice skating. I'll tell you that Almerton Ice Rink, our ice arena, is fabulous. If somebody has a chance to get over there during the holiday season, there's nothing like taking your family ice skating over there. And I see Carrie waving to me. She's like, I want to go ice skating. That's super cool. Thank you so much. I am trying to look for who is sending me these beautiful roses here. It's Mama Ali. Mama, do you know Mama Ali? Mama Ali. Oh my, that's Muhammad Ali's wife. She is on sending me roses. Mama Ali number 8. Do you know that, Tommy? I was trying to find my glasses here, but I have my sunglasses on my head. And I'm like, who is sending me those beautiful flowers on TikTok? She was married to Muhammad Ali. And that's my dear friend. Oh my goodness. Mama Ali. Oh, we have 5 minutes. Can you call in the station? I have an idea. You know what we could do, Tommy? I could bring Mama Ali to Russo's Pizza and do a signed autograph session, like in January. Mama Ali. I mean, it's 727-441-3000. I have 5 minutes left in a fur ball that I feel like a cat. I don't know. Just hello, everybody. All right. So, Tommy, how are you doing?
Just great.
Oh, good, good. So I'm trying to get you where I don't have a tickle in my throat here. So anything else new, Tommy? Help me out here.
No, everything's just lovely, cruising right along.
Yeah, so what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Keep talking.
I'm going to my sister's home.
Oh, is it in state?
Family, yes. A few houses away.
Okay, that's cool. That makes a big difference, yeah. So just family-oriented weekend. Very cool. Yeah, that Motown event we were supposed to go to, they rescheduled. So, yeah, so we got to cut that commercial. We'll stop that from because we have to cut it. You have to cut a new one, but I'll explain that later. But, yeah, so we have like 5 minutes. Mama Ali, thank you so much for sending those amazing flowers on TikTok. And that is from my heart. And all of you that are on TikTok, you need to follow her. She's famous. She's very famous. I'm just a talk show host. I'm just on the air for over 40 years. Oh, my goodness gracious. So anyways, yes, so a lot is happening. Let me tell you, Tommy, do you know at Russo's Pizza, we're going to have comedy night?
I heard a lot of things happening down there or planned to be happening.
Yes, yes. And then we're going to have open mic night. We're going to have, oh, my goodness, bike night. Full Throttle Magazine. Tony over there does the bike night. We're super excited. And we got, Kay, come on over here, Carrie Kay. She's going to jump in here in a second because it's like 2:56. I'm just trying to, I have like a fur ball on me. Like it looks like my Jack Russell was all over me.
I just got to say that I love you, girl.
Oh, you like my post? Do you see my married life post?
I did.
Yeah, it's like married life post.
I'm getting married in the spring.
She's getting married in the spring. Oh, yes. My goodness. I'm so excited. You got, remember I sent
we're
you
gonna,
something?
We're gonna rent your boat.
Wait, hold on a second. Mama Ali, hold on. Oh, Mama Ali, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I know, but I need you to call the station. You're on my phone. 727-441-3000. I only have 4 minutes.
Okay, I'm right now.
All right. So that was Mama Ali. She was married to Muhammad Ali, Carrie.
Wow.
Yeah. So and I wanted. Awesome. I know she's doing some movies and some fun stuff. And now I'm just messing up my whole TikTok here. Everybody's. This is beautiful, Carrie K. Davis. Mm-hmm. And well, before she calls
Hi guys.
It. Yeah. Tell what your show is on next.
My show is coming up. We have someone that has MS and. He's been an amazing person for my trials that I'm doing with this.
That's
new
Mama.
Natural
okay.
Stem cell activation.
Perfect. Yeah. So she's on next. Stay tuned. TikTok. Okay, Mama Ali, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you much better. I'm like looking. I don't have my glasses. I just put them away, and I'm like, who is on? Who is? Oh, now my son's calling me, and I'm like, I see you're sending me flowers on TikTok, and I'm like, yay! So how are you? I saw you were in Dubai.
Yes, I've been in Dubai for the last 2.5 weeks. I'm just trying to get my timing back together. It was a very, very awesome trip. They have nominated me as ambassador to women empowerment.
Ooh.
We'll be going back to Dubai in February, launching off my book and everything. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I have a new marketing and entertainment job besides our sunkisscharters.com. Everybody, you can go sailing six people, 3 hour minimum. I'm trying to book this real quick before we go for 2 minutes. But I had an idea. I told the owner, Norman, over at Russo's. I said, we should have Mama Ali come in and sign autographs and have like a big pizza party.
Let's do it.
I know. I
Why
think
we do it right after Thanksgiving is over. I could do it.
I know, because we're having a big Thanksgiving party. So I'm going to call you afterwards and find out when you're available. And I'm going to have a meeting with him tonight.
Okay, no problem. I heard you on TikTok talking about it. I said, that's a great idea.
I know. Especially
great ideas.
Let people come up and meet you and greet. And maybe you can have like a panel and talk about how it was being married to Muhammad. And, you know, that like the movie that I saw on Netflix, because you didn't authorize that one.
No.
Right. Well, I mean, I can say that because, I mean, I wasn't.
I guess my show will be coming up in a couple of weeks. The Grid. Episode 6 will be performing. That's my first one that I've acted in and produced.
Wow.
I'm having a lot of fun producing films now.
Oh, I'm going to get you back on the air with me. I got 30 seconds. Mama Ali number 8 on TikTok. I think that's what you are up there. Follow her. And we got to do a TikTok live together. I got to add you.
We can do it soon. I got to go on the Zoom in about 3 minutes.
Okay, we got to go. We got another show, but we love you, and I'll get you to Clearwater. Bye, everybody.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.